Podcast Network Asia.
What anime character would you want to swap bodies with and why?
Light from Death Note, except the rules are if you write anyone's name, they get free tacos.
That's a good
for
choice.
Life.
Okay, Sonya, you win coins. Hey, it's Angelo.
Hey, Ron Flakes here.
And it's Sonya. And this is Usapan Retro,
the podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants.
So if you're into video games, toys, anime, comics, kanoi pop culture, and all that other fun geeky stuff,
then this is the podcast for you.
That was too close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro. This is a live podcast recording on the Podcast Network Asia, and we're here hanging out with everyone on Kumu, on Facebook. You guys are just looking at us. We're not really hanging out with you. If you guys want to hang out with us, di po tayo sa Kumu.
Virtually.
Yo, we want to give shout-outs. Before we do the shout-outs, please introduce yourselves. Sir Sonya, who are you?
Sir Sonya.
Sir, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ako po, si Sir Sonya po. Hi, guys. Sonya here, and super excited about our topic today, so I hope you guys are tuned in. So let's go. How are you guys today?
Doing good. Happy weekend, okay. Guys. Yeah.
Tapusino ka, Ron. Who are you today?
Oh, yeah. Your homeboy, Ron Flex, again here. Happy weekend to everyone. Hope everyone's doing good. Stay at home still. We're still not in the clear. So enjoy the show while you're at it.
Pero sino ba yung avatar mo ngayon?
Oh, hindi mo siya kilala, Angelo?
No.
Blasphemy.
I don't recognize him either.
You guys know
oh,
this
no,
character?
Gatekeeper.
The comment section kung sino makakalam 5K. No, joke.
Oh, yeah. 5K if you know who 5K. This guy is.
5K. Anyone who knows this guy, my avatar.
Roger, but is that right, Ron?
Tagoro?
Spelling. Wrong Dark. Spelling.
You spell
is,
it correctly.
You know,
ooh,
okay.
Spell it correctly.
All, correct spelling.
Case sensitive.
Tagoro? Mami, ako palang wrong spelling eh. Bakit siya?
Ikaw pala yung mali.
How about that? How about that one? Tagoro. Is that correct?
That's the right one. Raze.
There you go. Raze.
Shout out to Raze. And last week, Raze is a winner on our show because last week he also won the Wonder Woman Funko Pop.
Congrats.
That's right.
Yeah. Congratulations, Raze. And
congratulations.
There's a lot of winners here. Like Darkseid also won. Darkseid, matter of fact, we're still gonna give away. I know there's
we still have 20k coins to give out.
Yeah, 20,000 coins to give away. But yeah, let's get started with the show. Let's go with nerd news. Can we start with Sir Ron Flakes, Sir Tagoro Ron Flakes? What's your latest news?
Okay, my news for this week. Actually, it's more of a recommendation. There's this series I binged watch. You know this series.
James Rumor.
What?
I'm so sorry, Ryan. What did you binge watch?
It's called Invincible. You guys know this? It's an animated series. Just season one just ended, and it's a super effing good animated series, guys. It's from the makers of Walking Dead, the comic book.
Interesting.
It's also a comic book. It's from a comic book then yung story niya. They just it's not in Netflix though, so you need to. It's in Amazon exclusive, so if you have the chance to watch it, I won't spoil anything, but it's another superhero take, no, kung paano nila ginagawa. Yung superheroes are sometimes not the good guys at they seem to be. So there's this dark twist. You finish episode one, and I promise you, you'll continue na sa proceeding episodes.
Ooh, so that's is it kind of like The Boys?
It is
animated?
Like The Boys, exactly. It is
ooh,
like The Boys.
I love it already.
It is like The Boys.
I haven't seen The Boys because I'm fronting.
You guys fronting. Will. Oh, man.
Yeah, but thank you. This is why I like the show, because I get to find out about cool new stuff like this. Guys, if you guys have watched anything new that we should be checking out, please comment in the comment box. This is not just for us to give us to give you information. We want to know what you guys are watching also. But Invincible, it's pretty cool. What's up with you, Sonya? Is there anything nerd newsy with you? Go.
Okay, nerd newsy, not so much, but I did start a new anime series that I think I'm going to continue. It's called Sword Art Online,
any of you RPG like gamers or fans, I think will be interested. Has anyone heard of this? This anime, I just started the first episode yesterday. I super love it. It's super awesome. It's about basically gamers who get stuck in the game. Yeah. And I haven't gotten past that part yet. But yeah, I'm excited to continue that. Because it reminds me a little bit about a little bit of World of Warcraft, like the concept of the
It looks like Grace is a big fan.
Yeah. It's like Dot Hack or Ragnarok or something like that.
So imagine you're in your game, right? But then it's virtual. So you're like virtually in the game, but then
like Ready Player One.
Right. Yes, like Ready Player One, exactly.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Rami is recommending Castlevania. I saw the first season. Ooh. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Nice. I watched that as well.
And then awesome. Resident Evil. There's a new series.
Season 3 is coming up.
Right. But for which one? Season 3 of
Castlevania.
Castlevania. Okay.
Ooh, that's a lot of catching up to do.
Yes. But it's worth it. Maganda siya, maganda.
Nice.
But it's worth it. Okay.
I was watching what was the one that I watched?
Season 4, sorry. Yeah.
There we go.
I need to watch that show. I've been watching a lot of BS lately. I just moved into my new house and I finally got my cable box and TV and everything set up. And but I don't know. I've been watching, have you guys seen the new Mortal Kombat movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Let's save that. I want to talk about Mortal Kombat, but let's save that. Yeah. But
yeah. Well, another episode. Well,
okay. What did you guys think about it? Just real brief hot take. What was your your impression?
Mine's okay lang siya. Nothing super, parang wow, so pang ganda. Hindi naman ganun. Not over the clouds. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I like it. They did justice. Background ng mga characters, okay din naman. Unlike before na all fights lang, this is well done, I think.
Okay. What about you, Sonny? What did you think about it?
I loved it. I thought it was really cool. I mean, I also liked the fact that they didn't use a lot of super known actors. They actually used people who know how to fight, which is cool. And all the fatalities, just I remember we would just be screaming we're like kids again. It was really cool. I love
my God. I got to give a shout out to Rami because Rami recommended one of my favorite. So you recommended Zoids, Gundam, Sentai Universe, Gantz, and my favorite anime of all time, Macross, especially series one.
Wow,
I love Macross. That's one of the greatest. We should do a full episode on Macross because I love Macross. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. My nerd news was, did you guys see T-Pain when he was gaming?
No.
So I've
seen videos.
No, so T-Pain, you know T-Pain, right? The T-Pain, the R&B rapper, right? So he was playing
Auto-Tune.
So T-Pain was playing Call of Duty, right? And he jumped into a server, and everybody in the room was just going, F Black Lives Matter, F you. And it's like, F you, N-word, F you, N-word. And T-Pain's like, oh yeah? And here, just watch it. It's pretty funny.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. One of these motherfuckers is on that shit, and I want all of them.
Yeah, man. Black wing.
I want every single fucking one of them.
Flash myself up.
I want every fucking single one of them. I want it all. I want it all. I want every part of it. I want a part of it. I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing. Keep talking that shit. I want you to delete the black skins from your motherfucking COD. I want the whole thing. I want it all. I want it all, boy. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, looks like the win. Stupid idiots.
Oh my God, I love that. Wow. That's so good.
Redemption.
Stupid idiots.
Yeah, that's the
talk
best.
Talk about rage. Wow, nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, but who knew T-Pain had COD skills? That's the craziest
legit. Yeah. It's good.
He schooled them all, basically.
He murked everyone calling racist slurs at him, and he just murked everyone. He's all like, guess what? The N-word won!
Murder. I want it all. Murder. I want it all. Take the black skins off of your menu.
Dude, we should auto-tune that and put that out as a video. That'd be hilarious.
That remix, would be a really good remix. Yeah.
All right, guys, that brings us up to level two. We're going to be talking about our topic of today, guys. Our topic of today is, if you guys haven't seen it, it's called Way of the House Husband. It's a great anime that's out on Netflix. You can watch it dubbed, which I prefer because I'm tired of reading subtitles. Guys, here's the trailer for it. Check it out.
Katsute, Gokudou no sekai de osorerareta densetsu no yakuza. Fujimi no Tatsu. Daga aru hi.
I swear it has subtitles. Dude, you can watch it.
Single ネットフリックスで独占配信。ネットフリさん、ほんま飽きない商売してまんな。極主夫道。金ならある。とっとと物を用意してくれ。あとポイントカードは作れるか？
Dope. Okay. What is this? Stop. 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 How does this video stop? How do I stop this video?
I don't know.
Are you? Okay, there
we go. Yeah, I'm fine. Voice command.
Stop. So, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Listen. Okay. Ice is back with him. Oh, no. All right, guys. So we're talking about Way of the House Husband and anime in general. But specifically, Way of the House Husband. Sonia, you want to tell people what it's about?
Okay, so there's so much to love about this anime. It's actually based on a manga series, but it's actually about Tatsu, the ex-yakuza, who's actually struggling. You kind of see him struggle adjusting to a more house husband lifestyle since his entire clan, they had to disband. So there's this guy who he only knows gang life, right? But he's now becoming domesticated. He's kind of struggling a little bit, but you also see he's actually very good at it as well at the same time. So I highly recommend it. It's really, really good.
Cool premise. Yeah, dude,
that's what I really liked about it, because it's like, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. It's so violent. But violent,
but not too violent.
But domesticated.
It's like a Marie Kondo anime with violence.
Okay.
Marie Kondo anime with violence. It's actually the perfect way to describe it. I love that it also kind of like it juggles with the toxic masculinity and you know what I mean, because you have this ex yakuza who's like, and he's like in a frilly apron making super kawaii bento boxes for his wife, who is the breadwinner of the family. So it's actually, I really like that part as well. And shout out to Jukai to go on Instagram. She's my ultimate source for all things anime and kawaii. Whoa. And she's the one that actually recommended this anime. I saw it on her stories and then I decided to watch it. And it's an easy watch also for those who get overwhelmed with, you know, how there's so many series, there's so many anime series out there. And like sometimes they'll have thousands of episodes in one. This one actually has five. It's one season. It has five episodes, but each episode is actually they're broken into super six short parts.
Yeah,
and it's super short. And what I love about it also, that it, like what Angelo mentioned earlier, is that it's violent but not too violent.
Yep, exactly.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's like a good balance.
It doesn't.
He's such a character, though. Tatsu is such. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, Tatsu is such if you guys have seen it. If you guys have seen it, please comment below anything, and we're going to be giving away coins. So just hang out with us, stay engaged. We want to know what your thoughts on this. Comment below to win your 25,000 coins. Ron, what did you think about Way of the House Husband?
It's a light watch, actually. Despite its, you know, there's violent parts, there's violent scenes, but it's still a light watch. As Anya said, it's sa dami ng mga anime ngayon, you would be invested in watching all these episodes. Some are even just fillers. But for this, easy watch. And it's funny. Yeah. It's comedy. But it has its masculinity, you know, behind it. So, you know, it's the animation. Hey. It's like...
Thank you, BP. Like,
it's like an anime within a manga, right? The style. It's unusual. If you watch it, you'll know what I mean.
Hey, kamusta? This is Ron Flakes from Usapan Retro. It's time for a quick break. For the meantime, here's some awesome shows from Podcast Network Asia. See ya!
Unfiltered, unhinged, raw and uncut. This is the flavor of Flick Off.
In each episode, we will talk praise and smack on films, both local and international,
dishing out a heaping serving of juicy tidbits, insights, and innuendos in between.
Our goal is to flip the boat and shake the industry by giving voice to general viewing audiences, skewing the pretenses of academic critic circles.
This is Uncle Farouk,
Kyla,
Dos,
and Iz.
And we are Flick Off.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
My favorite part about Way of the House Husband is when they switch the animation styles and then they follow the life of the cat.
What's with that?
I love the cat.
I thought that was the coolest thing. I thought I wanted to see more of that. Because it was like, this is the first anime that I was watching where it was like the end credits were like the end credits were its own series. It was pretty much like, it's like a side story, right? Yeah, it's the coolest thing. And the cat just goes on its own adventures. And it's just like, you know, the cat is
so random.
The Way the House Husband is so good, but the cat storyline is pretty way out there.
It's pretty random too. It just comes out and you're like, oh, okay, it's what is the cat's name? I can't remember, but yeah. And I feel like I haven't read the anime read the manga, but I feel like this is like reading the manga come to life, which probably explains the very simple animation style, which a lot of people were not a fan of. Actually, somebody commented, it parang PowerPoint presentation lang.
I get it.
But I think that's part of the charm of this animation style. You're supposed to feel like you're watching the manga come to life. I think that's what they were going for.
It's so cute.
It's adorable. And man, I'm gonna try get my hands on the manga. Right now, it's super hard to find because everybody's trying to collect it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I also noticed that the English dub voice actor is the same guy who does Legoshi in Beastars. Anybody watch Beastars?
Beastars.
Beastars.
Is that furries?
Yeah, it's also
Netflix.
So it's it's totally furries, dude. It's totally
furries. I'm totally watching this.
Yes.
It's weird, but it's like, what? I mentioned it, I don't remember when, but I did mention it. I think a few times. But yeah, that's Legoshi, the wolf. They're all in high school. They're all in high school. And I guess the carnivores and the herbivores are trying to get along, I guess. So yeah, Legoshi is the main character.
Yeah.
Who happens to be also the voice of, what's his name? Tatsu. So I think the name is Jacob Scott, Jonah Scott, that's the name of the English dub actor.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the name of the cat is Jin. I'm more in love with
Jin Kazama.
Jin is so cute.
No, it's Jin like Ginevra.
Likes the drink.
Jin like Ginevra.
I thought it's like Jin Kazama. Oh my goodness. Still that's the same.
Go ahead, Ron. Yeah,
I mean, it's my first time to see the manga. I haven't read it, but I see that it's true to its the characters look the same. I think they did justice to the animation. Even the cat, it looks the same.
Yeah,
the character when they're like doing overreactions, right? Comedy moments, it's on point. I mean, the humor. That's what I like most about it, and also the other bosses, the ex gangster bosses. I think in the next season, hopefully, we see other stories from these bosses. You know, the interactions and side stories, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. What was your guys' favorite? So the thing that really kind of tricked me out about the anime on Netflix is that it's kind of like a sampling, right? Because it wasn't really chronological. Like, they didn't really go into the backstory. It would kind of just kind of went right into the life. But I think that's also why I liked it so much, was I didn't have to sit there for hours to watch it. And I literally watched the whole thing in one afternoon. What did you guys think about it? Like how was the presentation for you guys?
I actually liked it. It was meant to be that way. It's easily digestible, some of us don't have time to sit down to watch 30 seasons of, an anime series. So I also like that it's, like I mentioned earlier, it's not too violent, but it is violent a little bit. But it's just a perfect balance. I like that part where he goes, when they're in the supermarket and he's like, well, I'm looking for some white powder, the good stuff. And the salesman is like, we don't sell that here. And the wife is like, no, I think he means flour.
Double meaning, right?
Yeah, it's funny because he sees everything in a gangster type of way. Like when they're picking out a car, all the different models. The last one, he's like, oh, I like the, there's plenty of room back here to hide a body. Or when he needs to get punishments for the most random things. Like he accidentally went into the women's locker room, and then he was like, oh my God, I must pay. And then he was like, I don't know, what did he say? He's like, you can dump me in the river or with the cement shoes way, on. Right? Yeah, the super gangster way. He's super there's a little PTSD in there, you can see, because again, this is ex-Yakuza. He's trying to chop off his pinky because
but he's so sweet though, right? Because he's just
sweetest guy ever.
Husband.
Yeah, he's trying to make his wife the way the thoughtfulness, when he's shopping for his wife's birthday gift.
Preparing the baon,
Such a cool dude. I don't know. Yeah. I'd be friends with this guy, I think.
I have the hots for this dude. He's my super anime crush right now. Seriously. He dresses well. Remember when she was like, everybody's afraid of you because of the way you dress? So, that's my anime voice, guys.
Because I think he's a big shot gangster boss, right? So,
some people he recognizes
him. So, the funny parts are when people tend to be afraid of him and he's just trying to be friendly. The episode in the flea market, right? That's my favorite part. He's offering this rubber ducky, I think. And then and the other person's already thinking in advance how's gonna be murdered.
He was he hands a rubber ducky and he's
the most innocent things.
Float? Is he gonna drown me? Oh.
Wait, what do you guys know anything about the live action? Guys, let's talk through this. Yeah, let's talk through it. Be sure to turn your microphone on. I'm gonna play the live action one, and we could talk through it. But I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is a fan made thing or
It's actually more of a promotion thing for the manga series, because I think as of 10 months ago when this video was posted, they were celebrating the fact that it had sold over 1.8 million copies. And I think this video, from what I understand, this video was sort of a celebration of that. It's more of a promotion of the manga.
It's so good.
Well done. They should do a live action.
Is he making
Tamago? They should do a live action.
Oh, snap. Yeah. This is so cool.
I see the resemblance.
Yeah.
Right? With the shades and the hair. Look at how cute.
And then we made a... You made a bento box for pandas!
Hawaii bento box.
Oh my god, that looks just like the place they live in the anime.
It's literally the same, yeah.
Look at the attention to detail. Oh yeah, I forgot about that! How he loves the
That's
Instagram
the first
history.
Episode!
Yeah.
She's a lawyer, right?
I don't think did they mention, but she's in a really super like super corporate job, like white collar.
Damn, dude, she just didn't even like he took all that time to prepare the food and she just ran out.
She's late.
Yeah. Are we allowed to show this, Ron? We could show this, right?
I was thinking about this too.
It's a trailer. I mean,
it's a trailer.
But this actor, he has something to do with the manga or the series. I just don't know what though.
Dude, I kind of want this apron so bad.
Same. I want that.
Oh, the Roomba.
I remember this. I remember this.
He still looks badass just watching this machine. Right?
But I like the way I like the way he like he commands the machine like it's like one of his like troops.
Like he's one of its gang members.
Yeah, and he's like monitoring like he's monitoring the work. That
yeah.
The quality
he's
of work.
What it's supposed to.
Yeah.
he's like checking out the dust on the floor.
So well done.
The way he speaks. So gangster.
Can anyone confirm if this actor is actually the voice actor?
Yes!
So good.
I wonder how this is going to translate on the podcast.
So this is actually a really cool trick. I actually didn't know this. There's actually cool stuff you learn on the anime. Like cool, like house... stuff.
That's what I'm telling you. It's Super Marie Kondo, but gang.
Yeah,
oh no!
Exactly. You learn things. Oh, I remember this part.
Yeah, this part.
Gangster but then.
Yeah, he's so sweet, right?
Yeah.
It's been badass though. Look at slow-mo. Look at that.
Is this the entire first episode?
Yeah, it's part of the first.
It's the entire first episode, but... I love that effect.
Oh, yeah.
1.2 million copies, rather. But I'm sure
I would love to see
more
a live.
By now, yeah.
I would love to see a live episode of this. What's up, Jolly Fancy?
Me too.
Hey.
Oh, the cops are always on him, too.
Of course. Yeah. He's like...
They're, like, watching him, but he's not doing anything. He's innocent.
You're an ex-boss, of course.
So good. Yeah, he's called the Immortal Dragon, right? That's what, he's known as.
Yeah,
like a gangster sort of name. So he's known as the Immortal Dragon. So throughout throughout the series, you'll see the cops are just on his... But all the time, they're just
and all the other gangsters are afraid of him. Hey, what's up, Jolly Fancy Grip? What's up, Renzo? Thank you guys so much,
Renzo. What's up?
Yeah, guys, I can't recommend it more than enough. I think everybody has Netflix by now, right? So if you have Netflix, be sure to check out Way of the House Husband. Ron, you have any parting thoughts on this?
No, just the same. No, watch it, and because light watch lang, you don't need to spend so much time. I know you guys are so busy, so just one episode a day will do. I'm pretty sure you'll be mabibitin ka sa unang episode, eh. So you'll be following it up with another one and another one, and before you knew it, you already binge watch everything, all of it. So highly recommended, guys.
Yes, that's what about you? Parting thoughts, Anya?
Yeah, I finished this in one sitting, and it made me so happy. Like, I have a super crush on Tatsu. I have super crush this dude. Like, he can do everything, and he's kind of a badass too. But what do you call it? Yeah, you learn some things about, like, that. For example, the trick with the stick and the
life
cloth
hacks.
And how to like random life hacks and like I love the food that's, you know, even as a vegan, I don't care. It's anime food. And like, it reminds me a little bit of Food Wars, where he'll cook something amazing. And when she tries it, she like really describes the taste. The, you know, anime food is amazing. So if you like anime food, you will like this episode. You will like this, this series. And if you like anything Yakuza, this is a little different from what you might be used to. And I also still love that it's breaking the toxic masculinity stigma a little bit with him. Right. Like, I will forever have the image of him and that frilly little pink apron. It's making his wife so happy.
I would say, guys, my parting thoughts on this is the cat episodes, or actually all the episodes. It's the cats, guys. If you guys love cats, the cats are very well represented in this series. But now, guys, we're getting to our favorite part right now, where we're gonna give, well, we're gonna give away 25,000 coins. Pharaoh, we already gave 5,000 coins away. So now we have 20,000 coins to give away. It's a little section called Talk Nerdy to Me. Should we go check out our, where were the most answers, Sonia? We posted a question on... We posted a question, Facebook, guys, on Facebook. We asked people who would they want to swap anime bodies with, or whatever characters spin. With. Right. Yeah, let's check it. Was it on Facebook, on our Facebook
page? On the, hold on, let me check. You can have 18 comments.
You have some comments.
Usopp on Retro? Okay, we're going to go to Usopp on Retro. Check out our Usopp on Retro page. We're going to pull it up right now. Yeah. Add to the stream. There it is.
There's some pretty good... some pretty good answers here.
How do I go full screen with this? I don't know. Hold on. I don't know how to go full screen. Oh, here we go. We can click on it over. Here, guys. Okay.
There you go.
No. Here it is. Okay. There we go.
Yes. Here we go.
Okay. So we have Patricia May. Patricia May Calderon says Sailor Moon and Magic Knight Ray Earth, but she didn't say why.
But why?
Sayang. I don't know.
Actually, yeah, there were a lot of answers that didn't describe why. I really need to like edit the thing and just put "and why" in giant letters so everyone can see.
Next time in bold letters.
Renzo, you could steal 5,000 coins right now if you tell us why you want to be any Uchiha characters.
Hey, what's up, nerds? It's Sonya from Usopp on Retro. Thanks for sticking around, but we gotta take a quick break. Let's hear about some of the other podcasts from Podcast Network Asia. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Aaron Cristobal inviting you to listen to Tawa Let's, the podcast that takes you through Philippine comedy through the eyes of different writers and performers. You'll be hearing from many people who create comedy content to see what it's like, whether they're just starting out or have been doing it for many years. Kaya tawa, let's!
Answer right now. Just type in what anime character would you want to swap bodies with and why.
Oh no!
Just comment here, and if we like your answer, we're gonna give you coins.
Actually, a werewolf had a really good one, but that was on my Instagram page. I'll read it to you guys. I actually really like this answer. So if you guys have are familiar with Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. So Dragon his balls? Answer was, this is a Dragon Balls.
Dragon
Where
balls?
Is he? A werewolf. Where are you? Ah, that was like my favorite one out of all of them. He said, oh no, where are you?
He deleted it.
Okay, so somebody said Honda Toru in Fruits Basket.
Well, take a picture of Renzo real quick. I'm going to take a picture of Renzo because you won, dude. Because he said the visual. Renzo wins 5,000 coins because he said he would be any Uchiha character. Because the visual power is dope in general, plus the ability to put someone under an illusion. For me, guys, I would be my character would be I would say JoJo, but I'm not gonna go with season one JoJo because season one JoJo is corny. Season two JoJo is okay, but Jotaro, I would be Jotaro.
Why?
Okay, why?
Have you guys seen JoJo?
No,
I haven't.
Then we can't have this conversation. We're all my JoJo fans, guys. I can't talk to people.
No, but for the people who are listening, who are JoJo fans.
All the people that have watched JoJo, if you could see, I have a...
JoJo Mojo.
I have a JoJo stand right up here, dude. But yeah, if you guys know about JoJo, you guys will know. Jotaro is the best JoJo, right? You guys know. And you can't have a conversation with people that haven't watched JoJo because...
Oh, is it spoiler?
No, it's
or
just not.
Just get it.
No, it's just not for everyone. So, you guys, don't worry
about
it.
Oh my god!
It. You don't need to watch JoJo.
Wow.
Okay. I tried.
Okay. I'm gonna someday. Watch. You know what? I'm gonna watch JoJo so
start,
after this.
Start with part two, because JoJo part one is JoJo part one is super generic and it's like nah.
Okay.
But when you get to part two, JoJo starts better. JoJo is so much better on part two.
Is this an old series or a new series?
It's very old, but it just got redone. It's on Netflix. Ooh. And it's dubbed. Yeah. Okay. Wait. So we gave away coins to
still
who else?
Lot, right.
Yeah. We still
did,
got like.
Did you take a screenshot? Because I took a screenshot.
Yeah. Okay. We still need to give away 15,000 more coins, guys. 15,000 more coins.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well.
Three more.
What other answers online? Ways one. Okay. Nobody's answering online. Guys, tell us which character you want to be. Just tell us which anime character you want to be and why. Yunlang. Blista.
Easy.
Yeah.
Ron,
in Facebook, you have Lux.
Ron, you might have to translate.
See, Ray said Tanjiro from Demon Slayer because he wants to try using his sword.
But Ray's already won.
I don't know if he meant that in like, you know, I know. I'm just reading it out. Yeah. It's fun.
I love Demon Slayer.
This is in the comment section. Yeah.
Okay. Sheena. Here, we'll take a. Okay. Sheena came up with a good one. Sheena says, Tsunako Nakahara, so I have cute housemates and a skull collection. Sheena, you win. She answered Sheena, on Facebook. Yeah.
She answered on Facebook? Okay.
Oh, yeah. On Facebook. Yeah. Okay.
I can't find anything. Yeah, if you can take the screenshot.
No, I can't take the screenshot because I'm running the stream. I don't want to crash Kumu. just jot it down. Just type it somewhere. Sheena
Jawa.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sheena Jawa. Here. I found her. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? We got 2,000 more coins or two more winners to give away, and then I think we're wrapping this up.
My answer was Light from Death Note. Except the rules are if you write anyone's name, they get free tacos.
That's a good choice.
Okay, Sonya, you win coins. Bring it.
They get free tacos. Yeah, you win coins.
Yeah, yay! You win coins. Yeah.
Can I win awesome. Coins too?
Okay.
Okay. BP, Card Captor Sakura, though. Why BP? Why? Yes, Ron, you can win coins.
I've been hearing so much about this.
What was Ron's answer?
No, I didn't answer this. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I do somebody like Sonya's answer because you get to, that's so fun. It's like Death
Note.
That's
so powerful, right?
But that's funny. Free tacos for life? Yeah.
Yeah, free tacos for life, man. I think people deserve it. Like, who would you put on that list? I'd put myself on that list first. I'd write my name. I'd write my own name.
Sonya Smith.
Sonya Smith with Sir Sonya with hella tacos raining
down. Sir Sonya.
Okay, BP wins because PP is a good person and he wrote something. BP's the last winner.
For being a loyalist.
Yeah, for being a loyalist. BP wins 5,000 points.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Okay,
somebody also said Cooking Master Boy so I can finally taste all the foods to show. I agree because that was like my first favorite like anime food related show ever. So yeah.
So shout out to all our winners of the 25,000 coins. We have Ray, Sheena, Sir Sonya, and who was the other one? Sir Sonya. There was one more. I took a screenshot of it.
You did, right? Okay.
No, perfect. I think it was Renzo. Was it Renzo? But I have a screenshot of him.
The first one? Hortaguro. Yeah. It's Ray's.
Somebody Basta, guys, if you won your coins. I'll post the screenshot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then last week, guys, I'm so sorry. You should have gotten your coins now. I just messaged them to send you their coins from last week. But if you guys won your coins last week, you should have gotten them today already. Guys, that was a short but quick episode because we got to do a lot of editing. So we're keeping these things short and sweet. So guys, thank you so much. Be sure to check out our Facebook page. We're going to get better at this because I think we were so – Ron, why was it so busy? Ron,
what?
Do you feel like this week in Kumu dragged? Like it was so busy for me.
Lagi naman.
Yeah, so
I feel like that's always been. You guys have always been super busy with Kumu because you guys are running a freaking app. You know, like one of the biggest live stream apps from the Philippines. So yeah, it makes sense that you guys are busy.
It's a good version
like our podcast.
Of
what happened?
Yeah, it's kind of a break, right? A break from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Well, guys, thank you guys so much for staying tuned. We'll catch you guys later. I'm uploading the newest podcast later today, so be sure to check us out on Spotify and check us out on YouTube. We'll be uploading some episodes there. Yep. Join our Usapan Retro group and and add us on Facebook. And hold on, where was my last thing?
And this Instagram.
Instagram. This podcast is brought to you by Bud Metrics and the podcast network is we are powered by Bud Metrics. I messed that up. I'm gonna cut off my finger.
Crazy, you're guys. Crazy. Thanks, guys.
You good.
Bye, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.